The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel on the days has a discussion. Torah Rabbanon, Ulahavdu Ben HaKadosh Ben HaChoyl. The Gemara says that there is a lav in the Torah, Yain V'Sheicher Al Teisht, that there is an Isser in the Torah that someone who does the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh is not allowed to do the Avoid if he already drank a revius of wine, the Machlokes in the Gemara, maybe other Shar Meshachrin, other things that cause people to get drunk. The fact that the Torah continues, after the Torah says this Aveiro, the Torah continues, Olahavdu ben HaKadosh L'chol, Olahoyrois b'yoy matome u'v'yoy matohar. So from there the Gemara learns out that not only is there an Isser to do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh, in a situation where someone is drunk, there is another Isser, Olahoyrois, which is an Isser on a Moira Hoira, on somebody who has the ability to paskin shilos. He is not allowed to paskin shilos after he drinks wine. And at the Gemara Darshan on the Pasuk of Lahoirois, in the Gemara says, Tmeis a Tyrois, Lahoirois or Hoirois, Kolachukim El Mendroshois. The Gemara says that it's also to paskin anything if someone already drank or a Vias of Yain. Then the Gemara says, Kiman Oz Lahoditanya. Who is the town of the following braisa? Yotzla sheretz tomei tzvardeya tohar. If someone has to paskin whether a sheretz is tomei or a tzvardeya is tohar, you know the halacha is, the Torah says that there are eight types of shrotzim, eight types of small animals or rodents that are mitame, that when they're not alive, when they're dead, a person touches it becomes tame. Only those eight shrotzim are tame, all the other types of shrotzim are not tame. So if somebody has a question, if a sheretz, one of the eight things it says in the Torah are tame, or someone has a question about a tzvardeya, he wants to know if a tzvardeya, if a frog is tohar or tame, then the halacha is sheshosi yayin moirin bohen hoira. There the braisa says that even someone who drank wine is allowed to paskin the shiloh. And the Gemara comes out, the maskana, the Gemara says, why is someone allowed to paskin such a shiloh? Why is he allowed to paskin? We said when he drinks revius of wine, he's not allowed to paskin halachas. Says the Gemara, the teretz is, shayni hocha, dezil kari beiravu. The Gemara says, here it's different. Zilkari Beiravu, go read it in the Torah. It's very clear. You open up a Chumash, you open up a Sefer Torah, it says very clearly that these are the things that are mitame. These eight shots that are mitame, and obviously anything else is not mitame. So since it's clear, something is clear in the Torah, the halacha is that there is no Isser, and one is allowed to pass on such a shayl. This halacha, that a person, a meiro hiro, is not allowed to paskin, unless it's something which is very clear, like a sheretz, the sheretz is tar, meiro tzardei is tar. This halacha is brought down in the Rambam, and it's also brought down by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya Simin Reish Membei Sifid Gimel, the Ramah, the Mechaber does not bring it, but the Ramah brings down over there, that it's also for someone who drinks wine to paskin, the paskin ahalacha, says the Ramah, imlo, if not, shehu bor bepaiskim. Unless it's a halacha that's clear in the paiskim. What does it mean it's clear in the paiskim? So, the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch give examples. Well, something which is clear, something which is a clear halacha, even if it's something that doesn't say in the Torah, something that's not Torah shebichsav, something that's Torah shebalpeh, the halacha is that if something is batal b'shishim, something is nice in tam lefkam, certain halachos that are clear, that every paisik, every meira hira knows, and that's clear that this is how we pask in Shulchan Aruch. Hagan, that it's something that it does not say clearly in the Torah, it's not if you can't point to a pasuk in the Torah, it's something that we know from Torah Shebal Peh, but it's a clear halacha that everyone agrees that this is the halacha lemaisa. A halacha like that, the Ramah says that even someone who, even after he drinks or if he's yayin, even if he drank wine, the halacha is he's still allowed to paskin such a shayla. Now the Taz and the Shach over there on the Ramah are very unhappy. They're very upset with this halacha that the Ramah says. They say that the Ramah, where is he coming from? He has no source. The Ramah is coming from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, this paskin that a sheretz is tamei, it's tzvardei is tar. That's mutter for even for someone who's shasi yain, because it's not a problem because of the Gemara. The Gemara is a zilkari biravu. In fact, if you look at the Rambam brings down this halacha. Where he brings down the halach is that a shos yain is not a du avoido. He brings down Hilchos bias mikdash perek aleph halacha gimel. The Rambam says just like it's aser for someone who drinks wine to do avoid in the base of mikdash, it's aser as well for someone who is a meira hira to paskin if he drank wine. So the Rambam brings down the halacha that there's an exception if something is clear. Now the Rambam says, what's an example of something which is clear that even a shasi yain is allowed to paskin? The Rambam says, if that means the example is something davar shatzidukim moedimba. It's well known in Shas that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a group that were known as Tzidukim. And these Tzidukim did not believe in the Torah Shebal Peh. They only believed in Torah Shebichsav. So the only halachas they would keep were something that says explicitly in the Torah. So the Rambam says, if there's a certain halacha, that if you would ask a Tzeduki, he would tell you that this is the halacha. He would agree that this halacha exists. That means that this halacha says explicitly in the Torah. If it says it beferish in the Torah and the Chumash, then even a Rav, a Meir HaRav, could paskin after he drinks wine. However, if it's something that does not say explicitly in the Chumash, it would seem from the Rambam that you would not say on such a thing Zilkari Beirabu. We wouldn't say that. So therefore, you see clearly from the Rambam that the only thing that a Meir HaRav is allowed to paskin after he drinks wine is something that's explicitly in Torah Shebichsav. If it's not clearly mentioned in Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to paskin. And that's the example. The Gemara's example is Sheretz Tomei Tzvardei Atar. That's something it says in the Psukim, in the Chumash. So how could the Ramah say that anything that's Mavur and Paiskim, that you're allowed to paskin? So therefore, the Taz and the Shach have a very difficult time. The Shach even wants to change the Girsa in the Ramah. He wants to say that instead of the word Paiskim, really should say Psukim, and the Ramah meant to say the only thing that you're allowed, that a Meir HaRav could paskin on, is something that it says in the Psukim, something that it says in the Chumash. However, the source for the Ramah is the Marik. And Marik seems to say, like the Ramah brings it down, that something that's clear from the Paiskim, if it's assumed that this is the halacha lemaisa, even though it's not something that says in the Torah, even a shasi yain is allowed to pass in such a shiloh. How do we understand this machloikis? So, we could suggest that the machloikis is based on the following question. We have this halacha that someone who's a shasi yayin, someone who drinks wine, is not allowed to paskin shilas. Why is it? Why did the Torah say that someone who drinks wine is not allowed to paskin? What's the idea behind this halacha? So the simple understanding, we would say, why would we say that somebody's not allowed to paskin shilas if he drinks wine? Because a person who drinks wine, his head is not clear. His head is not clear. Someone's going to come to ask him a question, halacha, and he's going to think that he doesn't realize that his hearing, that his ability to think is impaired. He's going to paskin one way, and really it's not the halacha. That means to say that we're afraid, the reason why a shasi yayin is not allowed to paskin is because we're afraid there's a chashash tos. There's a chashash that will make a mistake. If it's chashash that will make a mistake, then that's what the Torah said, you're not allowed to paskin. However, if it's something that says clearly in the Torah, okay, something that says clearly in the Torah, we're not afraid we'll make a mistake in such a situation, and there is a lot of paskin. That's one way we could understand this idea. However, we could understand this iser in a different way. The Torah says that if someone is a shasi yayin, is not allowed to paskin. Why? We could suggest that the Torah says that when the Torah has a chashivas, a Torah, it's not some that someone comes to ask a shiloh. Someone comes to ask a moira hira and he passes the shiloh kilachar yad, like the back of his hands. When a rab paskins a shiloh, it has to be with a certain seriousness. You have to paskin the shiloh in a right frame of mind when a person is serious and give the proper respect that's due to the Torah, to the halacha. when someone drinks wine, so he becomes slightly lightheaded. He is not able to give the Torah the proper seriousness, and therefore he will not. The fact that he is going to paskin the shiloh shows a lack of respect, a lack of kavanah Torah, worried to paskin shilohs in such a way. That means to say, according to this understanding, it's not the pshat that we're afraid that he's going to paskin wrong. We're not afraid that he's going to make a mistake and say something is mutter when it's really aser. That's not what we're afraid of. We say havada he'll be able to paskin correctly. So what are we afraid of? We're not afraid of something. We're afraid the Torah said that it's not covered for the Torah, for the halacha to paskin in such a situation, under certain these circumstances. Therefore, the Torah said that one is not allowed to paskin, a moira ro is not allowed to paskin under these, in this situation where a person has already drank wine. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Yitzhak Sirotsky in the Sefer Gevuras Yitzhak in Chumash, over here in this parsha of Shesui Yain, parsha Shmini, wants to suggest that this chakira is actually a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Loisus Seisamach Tes writes that not only is there an aveir, is there an iser, as we mentioned before, it's aser for a kohen who drank wine to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, says the Rambam, it's even osur for a kohen who drinks wine to enter the Beis HaMikdash. There's an iser deraisa for a shos yayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban disagrees very strongly, and the Ramban says that we don't find anywhere that there's such an iser. Even when the Gemara talks about a shos yayin not going to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara doesn't mean it's osur for him just to go in. The Gemara means it's osur for him to go to the Beis HaMikdash and perform an aveda while he's in the Beis HaMikdash. But while there is an iser, the Rabbanon do not let a shos yayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and that is a Mefurish HaMishnah in Kalim in the first parak. However, the Ramban says that's not an iser deraisa. When the Torah said that a shos yayin can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, what the Torah meant was that he's not allowed to do an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. But just to enter the Beis HaMikdash without doing avoida, that is not included, that's not part of this iser. So, Gurus Yitzchak wants to suggest that this could be the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. When the Rambam counts a mitzvah, and the Rambam says that it's also for a shos yayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah to paskin. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah that it's also for someone who is shos yayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's also for someone who drank wine to paskin. Now, how do we understand this? Why does it also for someone who drinks wine to go into the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, it's not the pshat that the Torah is afraid he's going to do avoda and mess up and not do the avoda properly. Because the Torah said it's also for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash even if he doesn't do any avoda whatsoever. If you would hold like the Ramban that the Isser is to go into the Beis HaMikdash and perform an avoda, so then I would understand if you came and told me that the Torah said this Isser. This Isser is, what did the Torah say? The Torah said that you don't do Avodah after you drink wine because you might mess up and you might make the carbon possible and Avodah will be possible. So then I can understand such a Svarah, but according to the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. The Rambam says it's Osir and this Isser deraisa, even if you don't do any Avodah whatsoever. So it must be that the Rambam holds that the Isser is because it's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the Rambam says just like it's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah, so too it's not covered for a Moirai Ra to paskin when he's in a state where he shos yayin. However, according to the Ramban, that holds that the only iser is for shos yayin not to do avoid the Beis HaMikdash, that could be because it's a chashash that he's going to make a mistake and the avoid will become possible. And so too the Torah said, you're not allowed to paskin because we're afraid that you're going to make a mistake, just like we're afraid you make a mistake when you do the avoid. As an aside, this all assumes that there is a connection between the Isser for Shos Yayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash or perform an Avodah, and that's connected to the Isser for Shos Yayin also to paskin. According to the Rambam says clearly it's all one big mitzvah, so I understand that they're connected. According to the Ramban, it's not so clear that they are connected, because the Ramban wants to count the Isser of paskining of someone who's a Shos Yayin. The Ramban wants to say that it's considered a separate mitzvah. It's not considered the same mitzvah as as a kohen not doing avodah beis hamikdash. So therefore, you can suggest maybe that they're not necessarily the same. But al kaponav, even in the Rambam, we see this idea. In the Rambam, we see clearly this idea that a kohen can't do avodah is the cause of a lack of kavod. So too, we can say that the iser of shtiyas yayin for a meira hirata paskin after drinks wine is also based on a lack of kavod. Another place where we find this idea expressed that it would be at least possible machloikis apoiskim is that there's an interesting sheet of Taisis. Taisis in Sanhedrin on the Membezim and Aleph holds that this that the Torah says that Ishasa Yain is not allowed to paskin halachis, that's only halachis regarding Isser Veheter. Halachis regarding whether a certain thing is usher to do or a certain thing is mutter to do, if a certain food is usher to eat or a certain food is mutter to eat. However, says Taisis, what about a Bezdin? Bezdin has three dayanim, and they're sitting and they're paskining whether one person owes the other person money, or whether he doesn't owe any money. It's called Dine Mominus. Dine Mominus says Taisvis, he has a raya from the Gemara over there. The Taisvis says, by Dine Mominus, there is no iser to sit on a Bezdin, even if someone drank wine. Even if someone drinks revias of wine, there is no iser whatsoever for him to sit on a Bezdin. Azoi Shtayt in Taisvis, that's Taisvis Sheet in Sanhedrin, Daf and Bezim and Aleph. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Simin Zayin actually brings this down. He brings this down that there's a Yesh Omer that says that someone who drinks wine is allowed to paskin. The Shulchan Aruch over there, although he says Yesh Omerim, he does not bring any opinion that disagrees. The Vilna Gaon over there on the Shulchan Aruch says that Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. And truth be told, that the Rambam also seems to disagree, because the Rambam, when he says that Shasi Yain is not supposed to paskin, he doesn't say there's any difference in what he's supposed to paskin. And the Pashtus, it would seem that it's not clear, not 100% clear, but it would seem that the Rambam would disagree with Tosis as well. But as it may, there's definitely a machloikis rishonim, whether he's allowed to paskin, whether he's allowed to sit on a bezdin or not. And the question is, if I hold like Tosis, the Shulchan Aruch says that bezdin is allowed to be someone so what? How do we understand it? And what would be the difference? Why would we say that when it comes to Isser Veheter, he's not allowed to paskin? And when it comes to Dini Momenus, he's allowed to paskin? What would be the Havana? How would you understand such a thing? So, the Tumim over there in Choshen Mishpat says that there's a fundamental difference between Dini Momenus and Dini Isser Veheter. By Dini Isser Veheter, the way it works is, you go to a Moirei Rav, you go to a Rav, and you ask him a Shaila, and he paskins whether it's Mutter, whether it's Aser. He's not Mechuyev to deliberate with anybody else. He doesn't have to speak it over with anybody else. He has the ability to paskin on his own. When it comes to Dini Mominus, you don't paskin Dini Mominus on your own. There's a Bezdin, there's three Dayanim. There's three Dayanim, and three Dayanim sit together, and they decide, and they paskin, and whoever has two against one, then they'll paskin, and that's the person who wins. So therefore says the Tumim, whenever you have three Dayanim, and one of them drank wine, so the other two Dayanim will be able to tell if the third Dayan is still sober, or if he's not sober, if he doesn't have that ability to think clearly, if Itaka can't think clearly, so the other two Dayanim will tell him that, you know, they'll tell the third Dayan that you're not thinking clearly and you cannot sit on this Bezdin, and therefore in such a situation they will not paskin. If that's the case, says the Tumim, so then what are we worried about? If the only thing we're worried about is that he's not going to be able to paskin, so if you have three Dayanim, so they'll always be able to correct. Now, if all three Dayanim if all three drank wine, so then it'll be much worse. Then the Tumim says we won't let them paskin. And the Tumim says as well, there are certain situations, and the Gemara discusses them, that under certain circumstances, that even one Dayan could paskin Dini Mominus, if he has a status of a Yochin Mumche. So the Tumim says, in such a situation where you have a Yochin Mumcha, and he does not have the ability to dan Dine Mominus, he cannot paskin Dine Mominus on his own. And that, so what do we see from the Tumim? The Tumim clearly holds that the only reason why a someone who shasa yayin is not allowed to paskin is because he's going to make a mistake. And therefore he says, by dinei mominus, we're not worried he's going to make a mistake. Why should we worry he's going to make a mistake? Because there are two other dayanim. So that's clearly, you see that side. However, the Levush over there in Choshen Mishpat says a different reason. The Levush says the reason why a shasa yayin is allowed to paskin dinei mominus is because if you look carefully in the pasuk over here, when the pasuk says, ulahayrois, it says, ulahavdomin akurish ben achol, ulahayrois, biyoy matom, yoy matar, it says a lot of things, the Gemara has a lot of drashas, the different things that a Meir HaHira is not allowed to paskin if he drinks wine. However, what it doesn't say in the pasuk is mishpat. It does not say judgment. Mishpat refers to dinim amanis. It says the levush, doesn't say mishpat. So it's obviously not included in the iser. So the levush learns it's exeris akosav. How do we understand this? L'chayr, the pshat of the levush is, he disagrees with the tumim. The tumim says the only reason why you're not supposed to paskin is because it's a chashash, he'll make a mistake. No, so by a bezdin, when you have dinim amanis, it's not likely he'll make a mistake, and if he can't think clearly, so they'll kick him off the bezdin. However, the tumim says it's exeris akosav. It could be the tumim holds like the Rambam, that's only because of kavi. If it's only because of COVID, so therefore, so it's, right, maybe we have to understand why there's less of a chasar in COVID by dini moments, but lemaitz it's exeris akosav. Now, if we come back to the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramah, that we said before, that the Rambam holds that the only type of halacha that a person is allowed to paskin when he's drunk, when he drinks a revius of yayin, is something which is clearly in the psukim, something which is as clearly in the chumash, something that will say zul kari be'rabu, something that tzedukah marmoida. However, we said before the Ramah says that he's allowed to paskin anything which is clear, which is bar b'paiskim. So now we can understand the machloikis between the Ramah and the Rambam. The Ramah holds, like those opinions who hold, that the only reason why a shasa yayin is not allowed to pass is because we're afraid he'll make a mistake. If we're afraid he'll make a mistake, so the Ramah says, why should it be limited? What we are allowed to pass should be limited to Torah Shebuch Sav? There are certain halachas, even with the Torah Shebuch Peh, that every Meiroi Nora knows, everybody knows there are certain halachas. There are basic halachas, doesn't have to necessarily be something that the Tzedukah Ramah has to be the Beferish of the Chumash. Therefore, the Ramah says that anything that's borrowed by Paiskim, if it's clear, once there's a clear consensus in the Paiskim, this is the halacha, and nobody's gonna come today and argue on that halacha, even though it could be that originally it was a machlokes, in the Gemara, about Neisit Tam Lefkam, Neisit Tam Leshvach, but today, everybody, we know the halacha is, everybody paskins, that the halacha is Neisit Tam Lefkam is mutter, and it doesn't ask the taruvis. So therefore, something like that, there is no chashash to make a mistake. However, we said already, the Rambam disagrees with that svara. The Rambam holds that a shasa yayin, the reason he can't paskin, is not because we're afraid he'll make a mistake, it's because it's not covered. That was how we explained the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. If that's the explanation, that it's because it's not covered, so now we have to understand what's the pshat if it's not covered, what's the difference if it's something that's mefurish in the psukim, or something that's not mefurish in the psukim. If it's something that's not covered, so then you should never be allowed to paskin. The answer is that if you look in the Ravid in Teres Kainim, the Ravid in Teres Kainim says that the reason why something he's allowed to paskin, something which is mefurish in the psukim, is because that does not have a status of hayra. If it's mefurish in the psukim, zul kari be'rabu, so I'm not saying anything. What am I telling you? A pasuk chumash? I'm opening a chumash. I'm showing you a pasuk chumash. The dayin didn't do anything. He didn't paskin. There was no hayra from the dayin at all. If there's no hayra from the rav at all, so therefore it's not a chasar in kavod to say such a thing. Therefore, something which is mafurish in the Torah, it's not a chasar in kavod. But something, even if it's clear in the halacha. But who told you? How do you know if something is clear in the halacha? You're pointing to something it says in the halacha. So there, such a situation, there is a chasar in kavod. If there's a lack of kavod, if the Rambam says the only thing that's mutter is something it's mafurish in the Torah, that's tzedukah b'meida. Otherwise, it's a chasar in kavod. It's a lack of respect to the Torah, and therefore a meira yiro is not allowed to paskin when he's a shasi yayin.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.